Moreover, the king made a great throne of ivory, and overlaid it with the best gold. For the king had at sea a navy of Tarsus with the navy of Hiram. Once in 3 years came the navy of Tarsus, bringing gold and silver, ivory, and apes and peacocks. Now the rest of the acts of Ahab and all that he did, and the ivory house which he made, and all the cities that he built, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? Moreover, the king made a great throne of ivory, and overlaid it with pure gold. For the king's ship went to Tarshish with the servants of Hiram. Every 3 years once came the ships of Tarshish bringing gold, and silver, ivory, and apes, and peacocks. All thy garments smell of myrrh, and aloes, and cassia out of the ivory palaces whereby they have made thee glad. His hands are as gold rings set with a beryl. His belly is as bright ivory overlaid with sapphires. Thy neck is as a tower of ivory. Thine eyes like the fish pools in Heshbon by the gate of Bathurbim. Thy nose is as the tower of Lebanon which looketh toward Damascus. Of the oaks of Bashan have they made thine oars. The company of the Asherites have made thy benches of ivory, brought out of the isles of Chittim. The men of Dedan were thy merchants. Many isles were the merchandise of thine hand. They brought thee for a present horns of ivory and ebony. And I will smite the winter house with the summer house, and the houses of ivory shall perish, and the great houses shall have an end, saith the Lord, that lie upon beds of ivory and stretch themselves upon their couches, and eat the lambs out of the flock and the calves out of the midst of the stall, the merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all fine wood and all manner vessels of ivory and all manner vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble